This update is being brought to you by Sure Hospital. Are you sure? Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. And Ashley Home Store in Mad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. A community memorial honoring the late Charlie Kirk is being held tomorrow, October 14th, at 7 p.m., located at the Jim Hicks Veteran Memorial Park in Bad Axe, next to the Huron County Courthouse. The event is organized by local pastors from Huron and Sanilac counties, and they invite attendees to wear red in remembrance of Charlie Kirk. Kirk, who was a national political figure and founder of Turning Point USA, died last month while speaking at a university in Utah. Pastors from Bad Axe Methodist Church, Life Song Church, Mercy Hill Church, and Faithway Church will share messages during the service. The local group, We the County, is also supporting the event. The public is invited to attend and participate in the memorial. To read up on the full article, go on over to thumbnet.net. And getting around in one Lapeer County community could soon be more entertaining. The village of Almont is in the process of adopting a proposed off-road vehicle or ORV, ordinance. The village police department recommended adopting an ordinance similar to the county's to maintain consistency. It was also noted that the Almont Township is working to adopt the county's ORV regulations as well. The village council discussed the need for local control compared to the state law, which currently governs ORV use in the village. During discussion, it was pointed out that the county ordinance does not apply with municipal boundaries unless a council formally adopts it. Factors being considered is drafting the ordinance include the minimum age of drivers, hours of operation, required safety features for visibility, and overall safety equipment, and also definitions for different types of off-road vehicles. We'll be right back with your news, but first, here's a message from our sponsors at Ashley Home Store. So stay tuned, we'll be right back.
It's that time of year for the Spooktacular Savings Event going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. No tricks here, just treats, with one-and-done clearance blowouts on dining tables, sectionals, sofas, side tables, accent chairs, and more. Ashley and Bad Axe has scary good deals just for you. For a limited time, you can get up to 45% off accessories to add the finishing touches to your space. Plus, get up to 30% off store-wide. And right now, there's Sleep Gallery Savings with prices so low, it's scary. From twin to king, firm to plush, Ashley and Bad Axe carries all major mattress brands, including Ashley Sleep, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic. And don't forget, while you're in store, check out our selection of clearance adjustable bases to match. Save up to 30% off area rugs, too, and take advantage of these spooktacular savings happening now through Halloween. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated and open 7 days a week.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatment at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
Welcome back. The Sebring Police are asking for the public's assistance after Jeffrey Shane Nunnery, age 54, was accused of selling three stolen long guns at rummage sales held at his home. Nunnery, who was previously arrested for stealing a tractor from a shed, is now under investigation for these firearm sales. The owners of the weapons remain unidentified. Authority officials urge anyone who purchased items from Nunnery in the recent months to contact Sebring Police. Nunnery was arrested on October 7th by the Huron County Sheriff's Office following tips from the Sebring Police Chief, Stephen Repke. He faces multiple felony charges, including the theft of a Massey Ferguson utility tractor that was from Rubicon Township and the involvement in stealing and selling other tractors from across the state. Two tractors linked to the case have been recovered, including one believed to have been bought in Highland and another stolen from Newaygo County. The investigation, which spans multiple Michigan jurisdictions, continues with authorities uncovering additional stolen motorized vehicles. Nunnery remains in custody with a $25,000 cash bond. And the Seaboyne Police encourage anyone connected to Nunnery sales to contact Officer Stephen Treiner at 989-883-2380. Or you can email him at police@seaboynemi.gov. For more information on this, or to read the full article, head on over to thumbnet.net. And longtime Harbor Beach educator Penny Callender Letts was honored with the Loyal to Labor Award by the Huron County Democratic Party on September 27th. The award was presented during a special dinner at the Apasta House in Kindy. Known to generations of students as Mrs. Letts, she taught middle school math in Harbor Beach and spent decades advocating for teachers through the Tri-County Unit of the Michigan Education Association. She served on 55 bargaining teams, fighting for pay equity, better working conditions, and smaller class sizes across Michigan's Thumb region. A Harbor Beach native and Michigan State University grad, Letts is now the state director of the MEA Retired Board and president of the Thumb Area MEA-NEA Retired Organization. She also led the local teachers union for 20 years and remains active in the community as administrative council chair at Harbor Beach United Methodist Church. The Loyal to Labor dinner is held every 2 years to honor advocates for working families. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has declared October 13th through 17th as Free School Lunch Week in Michigan. The announcement celebrates the continuation for free meals for all 1.4 million public school students, thanks to the state's balanced bipartisan budget signed by Whitmer. The program saves families around $1,000 per child each year, while helping students stay focused on learning and not their hunger. Governor Whitmer praised bipartisan support in Lansing and highlighted major educational investments, including record per pupil funding, expanded literacy programs, free pre-K and community college, campus upgrades, and bonuses for educators. The initiative boosts student health, improves learning, and supports Michigan agriculture, with most schools serving their locally grown food. And we'll be right back with your news. First, here is a message from our sponsor over at Sure Health.
At Sure Health, we consider ourselves lucky to have so many dedicated providers for our patients, especially when those providers understand the thumb. Our newest provider, Dr. Liz Milligan, understands that completely. So, Dr. Milligan, what made you choose to come home to the thumb?
I feel congested in a city. I want the wide open spaces, the farm fields, the beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and being near the water. So personally, all of those things. And then professionally, there's just a difference when you're part of a community and also caring for the community. In bigger places, it's less of a relationship. It's more formal, more superficial, where I feel like here you're part of the community and you're able to make a bigger impact, and so that's really what I was looking for.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life.
Welcome back. The Harbor Beach School District will host a blood collection drive Tuesday, October 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The drive will take place in the testing room located at 402 South 5th Street in Harbor Beach. Appointments for donations are preferred and can be made by calling the number 886-642-5663. Again, that's 886-642-5663. Or you can go online to versiti, which is versiti.org/mi. Walk-in donors are also welcome. Those who donate will receive a gift of flannel pants, while supplies last. The blood drive is being coordinated with the Versatile Blood Center of Michigan. And a serious four-vehicle crash happened at the intersection of Rust Avenue and Newton Street in Saginaw, resulting in at least one fatality and multiple people trapped in the wreckage. Emergency crews rushed to the scene and used hydraulic rescue tools to free the victims. The crash happened right in front of police, and motorists are being asked to avoid the area while authorities continue their investigation and clear the scene. Officials have not yet released the names of those involved or have caused the crash as of Sunday evening. For more information, head on over to thumbnet.net. And hey kids, Jack the Great Pumpkin wants to hear from you. You can write a letter to Jack O'Lantern telling him what you love about Halloween and what your plans are. And guess what? Jack will write you back. Drop your letters in Jack's special mailbox inside the La Village Market in downtown Elkton, and be sure to include your return address. But no postage is needed. Letters must be dropped off by October 25th. And to end our news for the hour before our next sponsor, today, Monday, October 13th, marks Canadian Thanksgiving Day, an annual holiday celebrated on the second Monday of October. Canadian Thanksgiving has historical roots dating back to 1578, when English explorer Martin Frobisher held a feast in what is now Nunavut, I hope I'm saying that right, to give thanks for his safe arrival in the New World. The holiday became officially recognized in 1879, and Parliament fixed the date in 1957 as the second Monday in October. Unlike American Thanksgiving, which is celebrated in late November, Canadian Thanksgiving focuses on fall harvest and expressing gratitude for the season's bounty. Traditions include family gatherings and meals featuring turkey, stuffing, and pumpkin pie, though celebrations vary across the country. It's a statutory holiday in most provinces, reflecting Canada's historical and multicultural heritage and the values of gratitude in the community. All right, next is Pigeon Hardware. So let's see what they got.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. The cooler weather is here, and we have everything you need for the season, like fall fertilizer, shovels, rakes, and more.
And I'm Kim from Pigeon Hardware. We are fully stocked with a tremendous selection of bird feeders and bird seed for all your little winged friends.
We also offer screen repair, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, plus we carry plumbing, electrical, and hardware supplies. And we also have a full selection of Do It Best paints to freshen up your walls this fall.
Whatever the season, be sure to visit us at Pigeon Hardware for all your yard, garden, and home products located in downtown Pigeon.
If you're heading to Pigeon, make sure you visit Pigeon Hardware and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin, all in downtown Pigeon.
And if you want more of your weather, sports, obituaries, or news, make sure you head on over to our website at thumbnet.net. We are also keeping our Facebook page up to date with your latest and breaking news, so make sure you follow us on there at Thumb Broadcasting. Coming up, we got some precise weather from Russ, and you know how precise it is. It's almost scarily accurate. Russ?